The author of the bill, State Representative Kelda Helen Royce of Madison, says 16 other states are considering similar legislation. Royce says workplace harassment is a serious and widespread problem, but under current law, only workers who can show they've been harassed because of their race, religion, or gender have any legal recourse to hold workplace bullies accountable.
Harassment that isn't based on discrimination is not illegal under current law. And that's a huge problem for our workers and for our economy as a whole.
But opponents of the bill, like James Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, say creating new opportunities for litigation is not the right way to solve workplace problems. He says employees are already protected by workers' compensation laws that were designed to reduce litigation.
To try alternative ways of resolving disputes, you know, that really were more effective, that were less costly, and that weren't driven by external forces like the desire of attorneys to be paid big fees. You know, I think it works contrary to that principle.
Still, supporters of the bill say the goal isn't to open the litigation floodgates. Instead, they say the threat of lawsuits should be an incentive for employers to establish workplace rules that protect employees from being harassed in the first place. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.